for Notre Dame. A centering pass bouncing around off the stick of Trevor Janicki. Keeps it below the goal line momentarily. Janicki has the centering pass go right off the back of his skate. Malmquist with it now. Plays it ahead to Lucius, who steers it towards Mert. The Badgers captain fans on the first dump attempt. Malmquist had it roll off his stick. And now the Irish come the other way. Blackman through center ice into the Badgers zone. It's a pass ahead and puck loose in the blue paint. And finally, it's cleared by either Stang or Malmquist. And now Vorlicki will lift it off the glass out to center ice. Pass Stang and into the Notre Dame zone. 9:45 and counting in period number two. Still no score. Mersch will swat at it, get it back into his own zone deep for Vorlicki, who now brings it through the neutral zone, stops in front of his own bench and backhands it deep, then heads off on a change. Shots 23 for the Badgers, 12 for Notre Dame. As the Irish bring it through center ice and into the Badger end, Primo will dump it in deep. Lotch behind his own net, being watched closely. Nice move by Lotch to get away from trouble and gets it over to Dexheimer. He'll play it cleanly up to Erdahl, and the Badgers are on the attack. Here comes Zerdahl. On his forehand, gets the wrist shot right on, and it goes all the way to the far boards after Bischel made the save. Smolonic from behind the net, bounces it off the back of the net, still has control of it, centers a pass that goes right through the crease, and finally Kerr collects it at the far point along the boards. Badgers keeping it in now, walking towards the middle is Caulfield. His shot is blocked, hits a skate up front, as there's usually three, four dark blue navy sweaters out there in golden domes as they clog up that slot area. Badgers controlling in their own end. Here comes Anthony Kerr out of his own zone. He'll backhand it in deep as the Badgers try to chip it past that front line defense of Notre Dame and then go to work on the forecheck. Sent right back out. LeMaster has it at his own blue line, turns it over, and a chance to bring it in and on the attack of the Irish, but only momentarily as they turn it over. Long lead pass to Lucius. Badgers, they say they're onside as D. St. Paul joins him on this rush. Lucius tied up. Coming in is LeMaster as he pinches in and looks for that loose puck, but Fisher able to get the glove down on top of it. Going to take a timeout here with 8:19 to go in the second. No score between the Badgers and Notre Dame. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
No score here between the Badgers and the Fighting Irish. We owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a 10-second legal ID. 10 seconds. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Brock Caulfield will take it. He's out there along with Matthew D. St. Paul and Cruz Lucius up front. Luke LeMaster and Tyson Jugnauth along the blue line for Wisconsin. Jared Moe between the pipes. He has stopped each of the 12 shots he's faced so far tonight. Off the faceoff, it'll squirt below the Notre Dame goal line. They'll wrap it around the boards as Drew Bavaro tries to get it out. Can't do so. Lucius has it hop off his skate, and he has a pass that finds D. St. Paul. His shot is blocked out front and goes well wide of the net. Lucius with it now, controlling behind the net, looking for some help up front. Sets up in that Wayne Gretzky shot there right behind the net. Lucius trying to spin away from one check, then loses control of the puck as he's finally tied up by Ben Brinkman. Puck finds its way back to Lucius, can't center it. He's knocked down from behind, and that's going to bring a penalty call here on the Irish as Drew Bavaro knocked down Lucius, and the Badgers will get their second quartz power play of the evening.
Cruz Lucius has the innate ability, I don't know what, to play keep away. I mean, that's basically what it is, and he was magic behind the net. I saw him just do a back to forehand with one hand while he was holding off the other defenseman.
He's one of those guys that could stick handle in a phone booth, as they say.
Yes.
So the Badgers will go on the court's power play for the second time this evening. They're now 14 for 86 on the man advantage, just over 16%. Hulemans and Brock Caulfield each with three power play goals this season. Lucius and Bantle with two as well. Off the faceoff, the Irish control send it all the way down to the other end where Jared Moe gloves it down. The Irish get a quick change there off the faceoff. And now Dexheimer bringing out of his own zone. Drops a pass for Erdahl. Badgers with their second power play unit here to start things up front. Erdahl puts on the brakes in the offensive zone, trying to play it back to Kuhlemans off his stick. It'll go all the way back into the Badger zone here. First 30 seconds have been very unproductive for the Badgers on the power play.
They got it into the zone relatively successfully, but then got into a situation where you get pinned in the corner. Take the puck back, young man.
Badgers finally bring it in, and now a chance to set up. Pass finds its way over to Erdahl just inside the line. He'll play it back to Dexheimer. Swings it far side. Kuhlemans tees one up. One-timer is turned aside by Bischel. Irish able to clear the zone and send it all the way down the ice. The Notre Dame penalty kill unit, which is already 1-for-1 tonight, now 59 for 74 in the season. About 38th in the NCAA at just over 79%. They were a perfect 7-for-7 last weekend against Alaska Fairbanks. The Irish get a clear here again and send it all the way down the ice. And while those are respectable numbers, last year this Notre Dame team was number one in all of college hockey in the penalty kill department at 90.6. Brock Caulfield plays it deep into the zone. D. St. Paul is pinned up against the wall and along the near corner. Puck squirts to the far side. Jugnauth trying to keep it in, can't do so, and now Cruz Lucius will have to retrieve it at center ice, and this Badger power play has 25 seconds remaining, and it has produced nothing so far. Lucius in the offensive zone, weaving through traffic. A wrist shot that's blocked up front, never reaches the net. Put that one right into the body of the defenseman. Finally collected by Caulfield. He'll send it back to D. St. Paul. Swings it over to Lucius, top of the near circle. Cruz looking, snaps off a pass to Jugnauth up top. His wrist shot finds the back of the net through traffic. The Badgers are on the board. It's 1-0 thanks to the power play.
That was the one time that the Notre Dame defenseman didn't clear people out. And as a result, I don't think Bischel had even any idea where that puck was when Jugnauth took the shot. Power play goal for the Badgers comes at a very important time because I think they were starting to question how many shots can we get before we can score a goal.
Yeah.
But you get into a situation where the cross-checking penalty to Drew Bavaro now results in a Badger power play goal set up by Cruz Lucius.
And Tyson Jugnauth gets his second goal of the season. Remember, they put him a few weeks back on the power play to kind of be the quarterback and take some of the puck handling abilities up top away from Kuhlemans and get him into a spot where he might be more of a shooter than a distributor up top. And there it's Tyson Jugnauth who lets the shot go that finds the back of the net, and the Badgers are on top 1-0.
Assist handed out to Matty D. St. Phil and Cruz Lucius.
Notre Dame with the puck in its own zone, tries to clear, gets it to the line. Kanicki will play it all the way down into the Badger zone. Lotch going after it. Got a couple Irish players right on top of him. Puck bouncing along. Janinovic on the near side is pinned up against the wall by Mersch, held by Lieberman at the line. Vorlicki collects it below the goal line. A little nifty pass between his skates. Finds a teammate on the far side, and that's Robbie Newton, who will get it out to center ice off the boards. 5:05 to go in the second. Badgers on top 1-0. Here's Lieberman in over the line. The defenseman and captain throws it right on net. Jared Moe making a solid save and most importantly leaving no rebound as well, so he quickly covers up to get a whistle.
Well, this was only the second shift, I think, here in the second period for that line intact, being Liam Malmquist, Dominic Mersch, and Robbie Newton. But interestingly enough, good coaches do the same thing. Put your most experienced defenseman out there with those guys.
Faceoff will squirt to the near boards. Irish able to keep it in, but Rolston can't control it. And it's flipped out to center ice. Oltman will play it back deeper into his own zone as they have to regroup. Puzynski below the goal line. Plays it around the boards to Brinkman. Now through center ice. Long lead pass is too far. Icing call here is hustling back to it was LeMaster, and that brought the icing call. Hey, Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers, who find themselves now on top, 1-0 here. Always good to have a lead, of course. Always good to strike first and do so against the Notre Dame team known for its defense and that has been challenged in the goal-scoring department. Gives yourself even more of an edge here. Here comes Notre Dame with a chance with an odd man rush. Hustling on the back check, however, was Anthony Kerr.
And he's going to take a penalty.
LeMaster went down to block the centering pass, but Kerr got a little jab or a hook in there from behind on the back check, and that's going to bring the penalty call.
Yeah, he forced his partner to go down to his belly and try and slide to take the pass across. And as soon as that happened, when he left his feet, there was no recourse for Anthony Kerr except to try and tie up the man who was going to make the pass.
Officially, hooking will be the call. Yep. As he grabbed Hunter Strand with that hook. Strand, who had a couple of goals against the Badgers last season and was an odd man rush. And so now the Badgers, who scored on the man advantage moments ago, will now need to get a big penalty kill here late in the second period. 4:26 to go. Faceoff comes in the near boards. Lotch spins around, finds it, and sends it hard all the way down the other end of the ice, where Bischel will have to stop it and play it away as Lindmark aggressive on the forecheck. Jackson Pearson through center ice, gets it into the Badgers zone. LeMaster's the first one to it below the goal line. Turns it over, however, behind the net, and that'll allow Notre Dame's Janicki to play it back to the point. Gets the return pass top of the far circle. Gets it down low. It's bobbled momentarily by Lansdell. He'll play it along the far boards as the Irish set it up here in the man advantage. 30 seconds gone by. Works its way back to the point, snapped over to the far side. Strand plays it back up top. They work it around the perimeter. Badgers aggressive on the forecheck up top. LeMaster pressuring there, and they cause a turnover. No, Janicki puts it towards the front of the net, though, and Moe quickly covers up. Nice job there before Jesse Lansdell could get to it.
Great job, and you talked about them being aggressive up top. You'll notice that the offside forward away from the puck is always on his forehand, and he's the guy that they're trying to get it to shoot. So if you take away the passing lane by going up high, that's a good penalty kill.
1:17 remaining in the hooking call to Anthony Kerr. Badger penalty kill unit was 8 of 9 last weekend, 1 for 1 so far tonight. Enter play at 79.8% entering the weekend. Fourth in the Big Ten, 33rd in all of college hockey. 4 shorthanded tallies on the year. Owen Lindmark with a couple of those. He's got the puck now, playing it deep into his own zone. To Vorlicki, swings it over to Kuhlemans. He'll wrist it down through the neutral zone to Lieberman. At the other end, Dominic Mersch is down there. He's in a delayed offside. He was already into the offensive zone before the puck even got there.
That might have been the lamest Corson Kuhlemans dump out that there was.
Either he didn't get all of it or deflected one or the other, but now the Irish do get it into the offensive zone and set up the power play. Lieberman will play it to the far side, top of the circle. It works its way back to the point. Too far for Lieberman, can't control it, does get it to bounce back to him off of Stang. Stang swings at him once with a stick, a second time, follows up with him all the way, trailing him to the far boards. Lieberman will have to play it down low as they work it around. A one-timer from the far circle trickles its way onto Jared Moe. I don't think he got all that shot off the stick of Janicki, and the Badgers will cover up.
Well, they'll make with 24 seconds left here in the penalty to number 24. They'll have another defensive zone faceoff as far as Wisconsin is concerned. And, of course, put Owen Lindmark out there. Make sure Daniel Lotch is out there. And we should be good.
This Notre Dame power play was 0-for-7 last weekend against Alaska Fairbanks in their series split. And then 0-for-1 so far tonight. Controlled
no
by
stick.
The Irish off the draw. Stick breaks off the faceoff. On one of the Badger players, that's Liam Malmquist, who's without a twig out there right now.
Get down
Pearson
on your knees.
With it. He'll play it back to the point and then get the return pass top of the near circle. Looks, can't find anybody, decides to slide it down low to Lansdell. Below the goal line, peels away from Latch's long poke check attempt. Penalty is over. Anthony Kerr is out of the box. The Badgers are back at full strength. 2:20 to go in the second. Badgers on top, 1-0. Play continues in the Badger zone. Lotch, though, gets it just enough with a jousting motion and sends it all the way back into the Notre Dame zone. Badgers can get at least a partial change. Pearson in over the line, cuts towards the middle, tries to get around D. St. Paul, gets it back, and then his shot right up front. He had Adams and LeMaster, both the bodies there. Not sure which one it hit, but it hit one of them. He had a lot of open cage if he could have gotten it by him. Notre Dame back in its own zone with 1:50 to go in the second period. Gets it out to center ice. Long pass tipped by Adams. Vorlicki will collect it for the Badgers. Still part of that broken stick in the offensive zone to the left of Jared Moe for the Irish as they control it now. trailing it 1-0, looking for that equalizer. Finn Williams played it to the point. It comes to the near side. Lucius' first clearing attempt fails. Then he gets it up off the boards, but held by Brinkman at the line. It pops high up into the air. Brinkman will try to play it towards the front. Can't do so. Picked off by De St. Fall, who plays it off the glass and out to center ice. 1:15 now to go in the middle frame. A turnover at center ice. Kuhlemans has it. He's got Lucius with him. Kuhlemans takes it to the top of the far circle. Just throws it towards the net, and he scores somehow, some way. That beat Ryan Bischel, and a late holiday gift for the Badgers. They lead it 2-0.
The goaltender went down, and the puck was coming so slowly, he just tried to put his glove on top of it to freeze it. It went underneath his glove, between his legs, and into the net. Sometimes it pays to be lucky.
I've heard that better lucky than good.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, and that was a look of like almost those little leaguers when you're trying to teach them fingers to the ground when the puck or baseball is that low. He gloved it the wrong direction. And you said at some point the Badgers need to be rewarded for all their shots and their hard work. Well, they'll take that gift right there. The goal by Corson Kuhlemans gives the Badgers a 2-0 lead here late in the second period. For Kuhlemans, the sophomore defenseman gets his 6th of the year.
Merry Christmas.
Indeed. Good way to start out 2023. Here comes Bantle. Tried to bring it in over the line, but Gorniak was ahead of the rush. It's an offside call here on the Badgers with 1:01 to go in the second.
Well, that is a good way to end the second period with a lead, let's put it that way.
Yeah, if they can do that here in this 88th meeting between these two programs. Badger fans, UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lotsa Matza Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Faceoff just outside the Notre Dame zone. Stang plays it into the offensive zone. Lieberman quickly gets it back out, and here comes Notre Dame on the attack. Putting on the brakes is Rolston, looking for some help. Plays it back to the blue line. They'll get down low for Hunter Strand. Strand along the far board, starts a centering pass, and hits Smolonic's skate. Gets it out over the line. The Irish have to touch up as it bounces back in on the delayed offside call. At center ice, Strand knocks care off the puck, and here come the Irish quickly back in on the attack. A wrist shot's deflected well wide of the net off the stick of Ryder Rolston. His father, who played at Lake Superior State for head coach Jeff Jackson and won part of the 92 national championship team. Rolston puts a shot right on net. Moe makes the save, and some pushing and shoving after the whistle here. Lieberman ends up down on the ice on his backside as he was dragged down out front.
I'm not really understanding why anybody was concerned. It was a shot on net, he makes the save, and then all of a sudden tempers flare. I don't know. You got 19 seconds left. Drop the puck and get it over with.
Rolston let the shot go. Erdahl came in and tied up his man and dragged Lieberman down to the ice as he was bumped for Heinrich. And Ryder Rolston's certainly been dangerous against the Badgers. He had 6 points against them last year, a goal and 5 assists. Mention his dad, Brian, a Stanley Cup champion and played at Lake Superior State on that 92 national championship team for Jeff Jackson, who was the head coach at that time at Lake State. Badgers off the draw. Gorniak gets into the offensive zone, trying to cut towards the middle. He's dragged down to the ice, but the Badgers maintain control of the puck. Bantle with it, coming out front. His centering pass bounces high into the air, comes back to the point to Kerr, who puts a shot towards the front of the net, and that's blocked out front, never reaching, as Chase Primo blocked it. As they get it to the line, the horn sounds, ending what was a productive second period for the Badgers. They got the only 2 goals after 28 shots in total, and they lead it heading to the locker room with 20 minutes to play here in this Big Ten contest with the Fighting Irish. 2-0 our score. Our second intermission report comes your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. The Badgers grew a 2-0 lead in that second period thanks to a couple of goals there and a little bit of luck of the Irish that worked in the Badgers' favor as Corson Kuhlemans throws one that somehow, some way, got past Ryan Bischel and found the back of the net. And the Badgers take that two-goal advantage into the third period. Our second intermission report coming your way next from the Cole Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or loveseat? Buy one today. Get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin. The Badgers leading it 2-0 after two periods of play. Ian and I enjoyed the quick trip holiday face-off year number two so much. Guess what, Ian? They decided to bring it back again for year number three. And that announcement was made this week with the lineup for next year, which will be December 28th and 29th back at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Badgers, of course, the host team. Minnesota Duluth, Northeastern, and Air Force will be joining the Badgers at Fiserv Forum. Of course, the Badgers playing Minnesota Duluth in non-conference play this year, sweeping the Bulldogs up in the Twin Ports, and Northeastern and Duluth will round out the foursome at Fiserv next year.
It'll be your announcer's dream when Frank Saratori from Air Force comes out and drops about 12 F-bombs during the interview.
Oh, boy. No.
He's a very, very vivid and vocal coach. Let's put it that way.
Your dream and a producer's nightmare. You have to
exactly.
Have that finger quick trigger on the button. So looking forward to that as year number three of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off returning to Fiserv Forum December 28th and 29th next year back in Milwaukee, or next season back in Milwaukee, the Badgers, Minnesota Duluth, Northeastern, and Air Force. 20 minutes ago here, Badgers trying to open Big Ten play in 2023 with the victory. Can they do it? They lead the Irish 2-0. We'll have period number three when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 7 above. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Highs level off around 28. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 9 above. Highs around 29 Sunday under partly cloudy skies. 31 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Underway with period number three here at the Kohl Center. Badgers on top, 2-0. Lotch will poke it in his own zone behind the net. The master long lead pass through center ice, right on the tape of Lindmark. He'll drop it to Bantle, who throws it right on net. And Bischel will glove it high out of the air and take a faceoff in his zone. 24 seconds gone by here in the third period. In this 88th meeting between the Badgers and the Fighting Irish, Badgers looking for their 49th win all time in this series, looking for win number 9 on this season, and their first of 2023 in what is the first of 4 meetings between these two teams here this season.
Yeah, it seems like we finish here and then we go right back there. It's end of the month, correct?
Yeah. Badgers, if they could sweep this series here, wouldn't take much with a couple of more meetings with this team and trying to climb right back in, as Notre Dame is tied with Michigan just ahead of the Badgers in the conference. And while it seems like a tall task, next thing you know, you could climb up a spot or two here in the standings and get some momentum going. But it's got to start with finishing it off here tonight. Badgers on top, 2-0. Dumped into the Badger zone, where Kuhlemans has it below the goal line. Plays it hard off the boards, can't get it out. Goes past Gorniak, kept in by Janicki, who plays it deep into the offensive zone. Checked off the puck was Pearson. It goes around the boards where Lieberman has it now. He'll backhand it softly deep into the manager zone. Kuhlemans is there. Fans on his clear attempt. Pearson has it in his skates. Pinned up against the backboards by Vorlicki. And now Kuhlemans will backhand it high end over end all the way into center ice, where Lucius has it off the deflection. And then LaCruz lets a wrist shot go that just goes wide of the net. Badgers maintain control. Comes back to Lucius. A one-timer that he sends once again over top of the net and off the glass in front of the student section. Badgers working from right to left here in period number three. D. St. Paul from a sharp angle. Puts a shot right on. Bischel makes the save, and the puck went through the blue paint and all the way to the near side.
I bet Cruz wouldn't have missed that one.
No, might not have. His brother Chaz sure didn't miss any the yesterday in the bronze medal game against Sweden at the U.S. team won in overtime. Chaz, Cruz Lucius's brother, had a hat trick for Team USA. We saw during in between periods here in-house, they interviewed Charlie Stramel. As the Badgers sent it all the way down the ice here in an icing call, Stramel was interviewed. So he is in-house, in attendance, watching his team tonight and possibly back on the ice for the Badgers tomorrow night, trying to give him a chance to regroup and get his energy back after the trip back from Canada and the World Junior Championships.
I forget, what's the terminology? Suffering from, what is it? Jet lag?
Jet lag, that's the one I was looking for. Yes. Face-off in the Badger zone to the right of Jared Moe. Mersch down to his knees, pulled it to the boards. It went back to the point, held and dumped in deep. A centering pass will go through the slot. Kept at the line by Pluszynski, throws it towards the front of the net. Deflection up front. Moe with one save, then denies a second. Moe on top of it, squeezes it. And though there were sticks squatting at it, Jared Moe left no loose change and got the whistle. Jared Moe coming up big for the Badgers there, denying Hunter Strand, who was right on the doorstep.
Yeah, I hate that when a play goes through and everybody's kind of discombobulated and everybody's looking for the rebound and not taking the man. But you get into a situation where I think Dominic Mersch gave that guy a big hug just for something to do.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by Fossinal. Fossinal isn't just another B2B company. They are local people in our community. They support the Badgers, our military service members, and they are here to help. Customers come to them with problems, leave with solutions. It's simple. Fossinal, where industry meets innovation. Badgers trying to clear it, can't do so. Notre Dame with some jump here and containing the Badgers, bottling them up here in the early going of this third period. They trail it 2-0, trying to get on the board here for the first time in this series opener. Badgers finally do get it to center ice. Newton played it towards Malmquist. It's dumped right back in. Lotch has control of it as the Irish go for a change. Mersch collects the pass at center ice. Nifty move, get around Wonchek. Cuts to the far side, puts a shot right on net. That's steered away by Bischel along the near boards. Badgers keep it in. Malmquist has it poked off his stick, however, and that allows the Irish to get it out to center ice and come back on the attack. Ryder Rolston gets it in. Gets it ahead to Jackson Pearson, who then is dumped down just as he got into the Badger zone. That allows Anthony Kerr to control. He'll play it hard off the boards to center ice. Newton has it bounce off his stick. Then he's delivered a shoulder check, and Newton along with Malmquist will head for a change as Adams dumps it in for Notre Dame. It rings around the boards. Badger's first clear attempt by Kerr is denied. Jugnauth lifts a backhander right into a body, and Adams with a long reach on the wraparound attempt is stopped by Moe. Notre Dame with some chances here in the early part of the third period. Badgers shots on goal in their favor, 31-18. 2-0 where it matters most on the scoreboard as they finally get it out of the zone all the way down the ice. Pluszynski will play it weakly around to the far side. Off the boards, it's held by Kuhlman. Gets around one check. Kuhlman still has control. Slams on the brakes. He'll reverse direction. Come back towards the blue line. Backhanded to the near side. Doesn't connect with Erdahl. And a chance for Adams now. He'll play it deeper in his own zone and allows Notre Dame to break it out. Justin Janicki at center ice. Dumps it into the Badger zone. Moe stops it. Gives it off to Vorlicki. He'll slam it off the wall to center ice past Milanek. And it'll go all the way down the ice for an icing call on Wisconsin. 15:48 to go in the third. 2-0 Badgers.
Yes, Milanek should have tried to get a made a better attempt, I should say, to try and get a stick on it, to try and get a skate on it, to tip that play, because it would have allowed the Badgers to make wholesale changes. Notre Dame was in the midst of a change. Not the best pass, but Milanek was done well.
The timeout being called, I think, possibly here by the Badgers. Tony Granato electing to... Yep, they're going to use it early here, so we'll get an early break with the Badgers on top, 2-0. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life?
At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Off the faceoff. Bantle with a breakaway for the Badgers. Press from behind. Oh! Behind and then crashes headfirst into the boards. No penalty call coming as Bantle was dragged down from behind and denied on the scoring attempt. Kuhlman's top of the circle, tries to find an opening. His wrist shot is blocked up front by bodies. Lieberman will play it ahead, and back comes Janicki for Notre Dame. Looks to the middle, gets a return pass, throws it towards the front of the net. Mo makes the save, and the puck finally squirts behind the net, where Lindmark will flip it around the boards. Badgers trying to clear. Kuhlman's will wrist it all the way cross ice. It'll find its way bouncing off the boards to Gornick. Got a man up front cutting, and that was D. St. Paul, but the centering pass was just a bit too far for him. End to end we go. Janicki in the offensive zone for Notre Dame. Puts on the brakes, spins, tries to throw it in deep, but hits D. St. Paul. He doesn't know where the puck is. It's bounced out to center ice, and the Irish will regroup. Brinkman plays it to the near side. Ahead, it finds its way to Janicki. He gets past Lemaster, the puck past him, and then bounces Luke into the boards in the near corner. 2-0 Badgers on top, 14:35 to go in the second. Tony Granato using a timeout a moment ago as a long shot from the point comes right in on Mo, got a piece of that one. He comes back to the near side and send by Bavaro towards the net. Save is made by Mo. Notre Dame definitely has put on added pressure here in the third period, trying to get on the board in a 2-0 game that they trail. In fact, the Badgers, as I mentioned, Tony Granato having to use a timeout after an icing call. He didn't want to get his team that was already tired in a weak spot here early in this period, trying to protect that lead. Irish get it in. Mo make an early save. Puck's behind the net. Caulfield tied up along with Anthony Kerr. Kerr will try to shield his man. Does so. Steers the puck along the boards. Lucius between the legs. Tried a little pass to Malmquist instead of just making maybe the smarter, safer decision of chipping it and getting it out of the zone. Long lead pass off the tape of Malmquist. Couldn't control it. And Notre Dame will take over. Back behind his own net was Plusinski. Takes it to the far side and rings it all the way out to center ice. Loses control of the puck. Lots with a pass. Bounces its way to Malmquist. Malmquist looking up front, puts on the brakes, throws it down low below the goal line. Newton gets to it. Newton will get it back to the point. Lemaster with a shot that goes well wide of the net. And we'll have a stoppage here with 13:26 to go in the second period.
Way too many people wide open in the defensive zone for the Badgers. And I don't know if it's just me or the ice or the whatever, but I see a lot of mishandled pucks.
Yeah.
Seems to be bopping off of people's sticks. But equal to the task has been Jared Moe. He has been spectacular here in the first 6.5 minutes.
Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. What did you think? Carson Bantle, when he was knocked down to the ice, was it penalty call worthy?
No.
No?
No, but I was so scared when he went in head first into the backboards.
Yeah, that was dangerous as he was out of control sliding on the ice, as you mentioned, head first towards the boards. Notre Dame brings it in, a shot right on Jared Moe. He'll glove it out of the air and hang on as Hunter Strand from the top of the near circle let the wrist shot go.
Well, now I think we're going to have some face-off strategy.
Well, that's
I think Lindmark will come out in order to take this defensive zone face-off. And I wouldn't substitute it for other lines, but I don't think that either Strang or Smolik, I don't think either of those guys are as capable of taking a defensive draw as Owen Lindmark is.
Second best in the Big Ten at over 60%. However, he loses this one, comes back to the point. Can't be controlled by anybody along the near boards.
Turned it over twice now on one shift.
Williams tries a centering pass. That's denied, but the puck bounces around. Finds its way to Jovanovic. Gets it back to the point. A cross-ice pass goes right between the skates of Lieberman, and luckily for the Badgers, it'll come out to center ice. Notre Dame has to regroup. Pass ahead to Adams in over the line. Sends it back towards Williams, who is trailing. It bounces its way to Adams. Snaps one off. Tied up in the slot, however, was Jovanovic. And the Badgers get control of it. Lead pass to Stang. He's got a man out front. It's Erdahl. Stang tries to slide it to Erdahl, and it just went in between his stick, and his skates kind of jammed him a little bit on the backhand side. Notre Dame the other way. Adams can't control the pass. Vorlicki, I think, stepped on the puck and slipped. Badgers Erdahl tried to lift it to center ice and partially fanned on it. Weakley got it to the line but not out. Finally, Stang has it at center ice. Stang got a man with him. That's Erdahl. Stang in over the line. Long wrist shot is blocked. That hits a body out front. It gets past. Erdahl has to hustle back on the back check to try to disrupt the flow, but does so only momentarily. Lieberman over the line. Janicki, the backhand pass, finds the friendly stick on the far side, but Slager can't get return the favor. It comes back to Slagert for the one-timer, and then he fans on that. Between his legs, puts the backhand pass quickly up front, and Jared Moe will cover up.
Too much reaching. I don't know if it's fatigue or what it is, but the entire time that that shift was in the defensive zone, you see everybody reaching with one hand. The only person in front, and I have never said this before, Tyler Jugnauth was the only guy who had two hands on his stick and took the man out in front.
Badgers have been off since last Thursday's championship game. That's off from game action. They've obviously practiced. Notre Dame played on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day their series against Alaska Fairbanks. So it's been a little more recent for them in game action, having played on Saturday and Sunday. In the Badger zone, Lotch will help it along to Lucius. Lucius looking towards the middle, has his pocket picked from behind. Needed an alarm clock to go off there. After 3 or 4 seconds, that puck's got to get out of the zone. It didn't. And luckily for the Badgers, it didn't burn Cruz Lucius,
who we have seen turn it over at the defensive zone faceoff or blue line way too many times already this year.
On the same sort of play where you just think you've got all day, and maybe at a different level of hockey you do, not here. In the Badgers zone, Caulfield tried to backhand it up, got it to the line. Blusinski's shot is blocked up front, and then a rebound attempt in the slot was loose, but Pearson's shot is blocked and flutters wide. Badgers having some trouble, as you mentioned. A lot of almost tired-looking legs and bodies out there right now. Notre Dame winning every race to every loose puck. Hops over Kuhlmans, comes to D. St. Paul. He'll lob it high into the air and get some relief. And the Badgers almost too tired to even head off on a change as they kind of coast over there and get off the ice to get some fresh legs on the ice for the Badgers. They lead it 2-0 as Notre Dame gets it in the zone. Dominic Mersch delivering a big hit that allows Kuhlmans to get it out to center ice. It finds Bantle, brings it down the attack. Bantle snaps one off, and Bischel makes the save on the glove hand side.
Well, as the clock winds down to 10:35 with remaining here in the third period, that's about the only breakout that I've seen. I'm kind of miffed by the Badger defensemen as they come around the corner of the net and they see a guy wide open. Instead, they ring it along the boards. I just don't understand why that mentality is, unless it's some pre-scouting thing that they decided to go with.
Bischel, who made that last glove save, entered the weekend with 617 saves on the season. That's third most in all of college hockey, so he's seen that biscuit thrown his direction a few times. Back in his own zone, Anthony Kerr puts it around the boards but can't get it out as the Irish put it back below the goal line again. Mersch scoops it up. He'll try to get it off the glass, does so, and this allows Bantle to tie up his man and get it all the way down the ice. Icing call here, however, on the Badgers, with now 10-10 in the third, still 2-0. But the shots on goal evening up here as we go. It's now 32-23 in Wisconsin's favor, but it was more lopsided than that when this period started.
Very, very much so. And again, that's the third time in that shift that you saw the Badger defenseman shoot the puck around the boards, trying to get a tip as it went out. In the previous two periods, the Badger defenseman or the forward who had the puck deep would just beat his man and then make a breakout pass. But right now, I don't know if it's heavy legs or whatever you want to call it.
Lieberman pinching in, keeps it in the Badgers zone. It'll go around the boards to the near side. Irish again winning every race below the goal line. End to end they go. Badgers can't get to it. Squirts to Mersch, who has to, from the near post, backhand it off the back wall, but still kept in the offensive zone by the Irish. Comes out front, Moe down on the deck, helps the puck along, keeps it out of the net, and gets it to the back to the point.
Attaboy, Carson.
Chase Blackman keeps it in the zone. A shot from the near side is blocked up front by Mersch. Mersch lifts it high into the air out to center ice, and the Badgers will get a little bit of relief as Chase Blackman swats at it and gets it out of his own zone. Pass to Adams. He'll play it towards Lieberman, who was at a standstill and couldn't get to it in time. In fact, Lieberman now needs to head off on a change as the Badgers care, gets it out to center ice. Lieberman, who is leaving, sees the puck come to him and wrists it right back in and now heads over the boards. Another failed clear attempt for Jugnauth as he hit the Notre Dame forward right in front of him as the Irish keep it in. A lot of time in the offensive zone for the visitors here. The Badgers just can't get it out. A one-timer from the near side by Bavaro goes well wide of the net. Lindmark ties up his man along the far boards, right where the Badgers come out onto the ice. Bounces around, finds its way to Erdahl. He's got Gorniak with him. Zach brings it all the way in over the blue line. Has Gorniak trailing him. Erdahl will take it below the goal line, all the way around the net. Looking for some help, slides it back to Dexheimer. Just inside the line, he's shot through traffic. Lindmark camped out front. It goes wide of the net. Scooped up by the Irish, and they'll quickly counter the other direction. Slagger at center ice. His pass bounces around and then finds some friendly tape, not his intended target. And Slagert heads off down into the corner, trying to join the forecheck. It'll pop loose. LeMaster helps it along the far boards. Erdahl chips it off the wall and gets it out to center ice. And then Zach, the Eau Claire native, heads for a change. Primo at center ice brings it in over the line to Zach Slagert. His shot is deflected off a stick and goes up off the netting. And that will bring a stoppage with 8:05 to go in the third period. 2-0 our score. Badgers on top. They're going to take a timeout here, and we will as well. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Add a stylish look to your bathroom with help from Menards. Max has more than 1,000 bathtubs, shower kits, and shower doors to add luxury to your life. Our selection of Hanna shower kits come in finishes like brushed nickel, chrome, dark bronze, and matte black, and are designed with clean, modern lines, chic hardware, and a reversible configuration for left or right installation. Save big money on Max bathroom products now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth where we're perched here inside the Kohl Center, the Badgers sure needed that break, and they got one here. Hopefully they can regroup now and catch a second or third wind here, trying to cling to this 2-0 victory over Notre Dame and bring it to the house. Badger fans of Wisconsin Department of Transportation and Ryan's View to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Badgers win the draw. D. St. Paul gets it out to center ice. Blackman back in his own zone. Will play it cross ice to Lieberman. And the Notre Dame captain at center ice will wrist it deep into the Badger zone. The Colorado Avalanche draft choice. Kuhlemans swats at it hard, can't get out of the zone. Then it's dumped back in right off his skate. Luckily for him, it didn't take an odd deflection towards the net. Cleared it to the line, but not out of the zone. D. St. Paul loses a battle, has it played back deeper into the zone as pinching in was Chase Blackman. Badgers will have to go the other side. Lucius gets it out. Sends it cross ice to D. St. Paul. In over the line. His wrist shot right on net. A harmless one. Easily grabbed by Bischel. He'll hang on and take a faceoff to his right and a little extracurricular after the whistle.
Well, Nick Lieberman against Brock Caulfield. Brock comes in. He takes two shots, and then Lieberman stands there with his hands down like, what? What did I just do? I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
that's the play innocent look, I guess you would call it from there. But kick down another minute on the clock, and we'll get some fresh skaters out there.
Sam staying to take the draw for the Badgers. Pulls it towards the front. It bounces around. Notre Dame able to control, and Hunter Strand gets it out to center ice, but dumped right back in by Wisconsin. Stopped by Bischel behind his own net. Badgers on top, 2-0, 7-10 and counting now in the third period. Long lead pass played through center ice. Ryder Rolston gets it in. Shot goes well wide of the net. Comes to the near side. Hustling after is Rolston. He'll cut with a head of steam towards the middle on his backhand side. Like a racehorse, he goes all the way to the far side. Plays it back to the point. That shot goes wide of the net. LeMass Lester plays it right up the middle, finds the stick of Erdahl, and the Badgers will break it out to center ice. Pass into Stang. Skate. He has to stop, break for it, and then dump it in deep, but the Badgers were offside, and so they'll bring the faceoff back outside the zone.
No, actually, I think he dumped it into the crowd.
Oh, okay.
So as much as it, if that pass would have been on the stick, Sam Stang would have been home free, but it ends up being in his skates, and he's got to try and kick it forward, puts it on his stick, and tried the backhand kind of dump thing, whatever that they call that, and it ends up going into the stands. So the faceoff will be outside of Notre Dame's blue line with 6:40-something left here.
Malmquist hustling after it, can't get control of it, however, and Notre Dame will send it back towards the Badger end. Goes just wide of Jared Moe, who sticks it towards the near corner. Irish along the near boards trying to get control of it. It's bouncing around. The Badgers, again, as you mentioned, doing a lot of reaching. You can see a lot of bent over, sticks reaching, trying to poke it, reaching from the backside of Notre Dame players who are winning the race. Finn Williams played along the near boards. Tied up with Janovich. This is that fourth line out there for Notre Dame right now, but they've got the Badgers bottled up. A dump in attempt goes right into Newton, who gets it out to center ice, then off his body. Centering pass from a sharp angle right in the blue paint. Mersch is dragged down. He tries to almost like a sled hockey play. Shorten up his stick, wrap around and throw it towards the net. It goes wide. The Badgers will get a change here now with 5:45 to go in the third. Still 2-0 Wisconsin on top. In his own zone, Boltman tried to get it out, turned over to Bantle. Bantle lets a wrist shot go that sails over top of the net and off the glass. Jugnauth awaits the puck. It arrives to him at center ice. He'll go cross ice to Bantle as the Badgers get back on side. Bantle has Lindmark with him. Bantle trying to get the puck loose, can along the near boards, and that sends Notre Dame the other way on the attack. A 3-on-2 rush. They got trailers coming late as well. Centering pass that goes weakly right on to Jared Moe. Luckily for the Badgers, as they played catch with it, Janicki couldn't control it at the end, and Justin Janicki put it right onto Jared Moe, who covers up.
Put some authority on that pass when you dump it in. Jugnauth just kind of limped it in there, I guess is the best way to put it. But as a result, it ends up being a 4-on-2, as you said, not a 3-on-2. And when you turn the puck over that deep and you get all the forwards caught, you're praying that your defensemen are going to block shots and your goaltender is going to come up with a big save like that.
And a reminder that the Badgers have already used their timeout here in the third, so there's no relief coming for a break in that regard. Notre Dame controlling back in its own zone. The captain, Lieberman, will play it to the near side. DeBarro will get it into the offensive zone deep. LeMasters there being harassed from behind, has his pocket picked from behind as the Badgers slow again and turning it over. Finally, they clear it out, and Gorniak with a head of steam will help the puck along deep into the offensive zone. Slaggart gets away from him, then gets a return pass, and Slaggart will play it all the way down the Badger end. It goes wide of LeMaster, so as he gets to it, touches up, a big break for the Badgers. Ooh. As they'll get the icing call on the visitors.
Yeah, I think if Luke would have had arms that were about 2 inches longer, he could have just stuck his stick out and not caused it, but very wisely went into full skating mode, couldn't catch up with the puck, and the Badgers will have a first offensive face-off, I think, in a long time.
Badger fans, UWL Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Could really use to win a draw here. Department the Badgers have been so good this year. Brock Caulfield will take it for Wisconsin. Can he pull it back? He's trying to. It's tied up in his skates, but Notre Dame will control off the draw as Bavaro plays it off the boards and out to center ice. Kuhlman's peeling away from a check, gets it out of the zone, but
knocked it down with a high stick.
Knocked it down with the high stick to do so. Wasn't sure if he was going to call playing of the high stick or Kuhlman's for a high stick. Luckily for the Badgers, it was the
unfortunate
the former,
part
not
of
the
that.
Latter.
Yeah, the unfortunate part of that whole scenario is that the faceoff is going to have to come back into the Badgers zone.
So a faceoff to the right of Jared Moe. 2-0 Badgers on top. 4:31 to go in the third period. All the scoring coming in the middle frame by the Badgers. Tyson Jugnauth and Corson Kuhlemans. And that's where we stand here. First game of 2023 is the Badgers' final 14 games of the season. All Big Ten action here. Cruz Lucius will chop it off the boards and out to center ice, but turned over. Notre Dame comes right back into the offensive zone as Lansdell brings it in. He'll backhand it around the boards. Erdahl will be the first one to it. Gets it back to Kuhlemans, lifts it out to center ice. It hops over the stick of Lucius, who couldn't control it. He had help with him in Caulfield. If they could have, it would have been a 2-on-1. Lucius at his own blue line now. Spins away from Voracek. Goes deeper in his own zone. Cross ice to Kuhlman. Smart play to get it out here. Throws it right on net and a pad save by Bishop. I'm not sure he was ready for that one, but he made the pad save. Almost for a second, the Badgers have already gotten one gift goal off the stick of Kuhlman's. Almost looked like they were going to get another there for a moment.
Well, I think he was going to try and go to the post and make sure that that was an icing. And as an end result, it was about 6 inches inside the post, and he had to make a pad save on that play.
So faceoff outside of the Notre Dame zone with now 3:48 and counting. 34-26 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. Trying to get their second win here in Big Ten play this season.
Third man high, Sam Stang, stay out of there.
Smolonic, Erdahl, and Stang, the forwards for the Badgers, LeMaster and Kerr, the blue liners. LeMaster will get to it back in his own zone, an icing call here on Notre Dame.
I thought that the Notre Dame player had touched that on the back check, but I guess not. So that'll give the Badgers a chance to put fresh horses out on the ice in an offensive zone faceoff, and Notre Dame will be stuck with the same five that iced the puck.
So for the Badgers, they now send Dexheimer and Lotch along the blue line with Mersch up front, Newton and Malmquist. Mersch to take the faceoff.